Wednesday blessings or bad news? Luckily, you can choose. It's Rhyme and Reason 902. Here's your rhyme and reason. Oh, yeah. Hey there, Tony here, and I got another quick little thing I'd like to share with you on this fine whatever day of the week it is where you are. But if it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you can just ignore this message, because this is specially designed to help you focus on your Wednesday blessings. And I won't be responsible for results you get if you're going to try to use this on any of those other days. Okay? Are we clear on that? Why Wednesday blessings, Tony? You might ask. Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'd like to expound with great profundity on that topic. And I'd love to illuminate the catacombs of your weary understanding and reasoning with wit, wisdom, and whimsy. Either that, or I'd at least like to help you take your mind off the vicious news in the world, you know, like these headlines. And these are actual headlines that I pulled out of news sources, so-called news, anyway. Biden is trying to twist the law to advance abortion. Bidey, bidey, bidey. Mm-mm. Man charged with felony murder for death of mother of five. That's about as low as you can get. Ex-cop kills himself after murdering ex-wife, teen girlfriend, and kidnapping baby. Maybe I stand corrected. Those are equally as low as you can get. So, after hearing that, how's that for a reason to count your Wednesday blessings, right? I bet your Wednesday or any other day doesn't seem so bad compared to all that. Well, here's the thing. No matter how bad the news is or how bad it gets, your blessings outnumber those headlines by a lot. You can focus on them and be afraid, those headlines, but that's a loser's game. And winners focus on blessings. Oh, wait, you do know where those blessings originate, right? Good. Okay, then I'll continue. You and I can use our time to build up business or increase knowledge and even sharpen our abilities to serve others, because that's the only way you ever truly win in life. Yeah, there's never a shortage of fear talk out there, and there's never a shortage of unsubstantiated and unwise speculation. But truth and right and wrong, they don't change. Despite what the blurry-brained blabbermouths who stick metal through their noses might yell at you in a childish, profanity-filled tantrum, truth and right and wrong don't change. Here's how I'll say it. I hope you don't mind if I don't join in with the people who just naysay. I think you might find if you just begin, you might feel the very same way. Life can get real dark, like a starless night. So be glad when the Lord sends day. Go and make your mark without fear or fright. And you might as well start Wednesday. And if it's not Wednesday where you are right now and you're listening to this on another day, I'll give you a pass. You can take this to heart on that day too, okay? Just in case you're one of the billions of people on the planet who haven't yet jumped on the Rhyme and Reason bandwagon, don't wait another second. I'm urging you to get some complimentary goodies, complimentary aka free goodies. Just go to the sponsor of this show, which is tonyfunderburk.com, right there on the page. You'll see a form where you can put in your email and you confirm that you did that. Next thing you know, free stuff comes right to you and you don't even have to go looking for it. There'll be music and words and there'll be fun and laughter and dancing and... Okay, I got carried away. Sorry. At this point, I guess it would be a good time for me to say thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you. It's a rhyme and reason.